you start talking.
We'll be all by.
Oh, that one is. That's fine. All right. Call our meeting to order to discuss payment to Aegis. And we had a little conversation this morning that we would have the meeting in open and not closed session. I appreciate that. I made a motion this morning for your all's benefit, Larry and Joe. In fact, I think I got an extra. That we pay your bills that I understand that we owe you, we, Taney County, with the exception of $862.50, which according to Susan, she called me this morning, your bookkeeper, and explained that there were 7.5 hours of work done after the 223 letter that we sent you all asking you to hold up and stop work.
Yes, sir, that's right, and the reason it was on there was that we had not received word or letter at the time, and we did stop work when we heard work. We got word verbally that the letter was coming, and then we stopped work then the letter did come later. And about 7.5 hours of work was done after the date of the letter, but only because we didn't know about it at the time. But we took that off the invoice. I mean, we didn't take it off the invoice. The invoice is already gone, but we're subtracting it off now. But it was because we didn't know about it at the time.
Okay. I've made it abundantly clear, I think, that I don't understand why that we're holding off on paying those bills. And so I guess that's a good place to start. Jim, you want to explain for us why you don't believe we owe those or should pay them or whatever?
Gentlemen, what phase do you think, according to the contract, do you think we're at right now?
Phase 4 right now.
We're at phase 4?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do we have a approved draft zoning ordinance that for us to review?
Approved? No, sir.
Okay. So, last I saw, we had a draft given to us that we reviewed, and then we ultimately rejected. Okay? According to the contract, we don't have a draft zoning ordinance in hand right now that's been approved, or even, I mean, we don't have anything right now. We have what we rejected. According to phase 4, which you said is attend meetings and public hearings, which we've had none, and furthermore, it says provide final documents to the commission for approval. We haven't even seen the preliminary documents that are approved. So, furthermore, what is, you know, I have part of the contract. I don't have the entire contract, which is the hourly rate. What is that the complete contract there with the hourly on the end of it?
Yeah.
Normally, we get an itemized list, and when there's an hourly contract, from my recollection, we've received zero itemized billing for hours. Is that true?
No, sir. I don't think so.
I've seen an invoice with total number of hours, and that's all I've seen.
Hours in class, work class.
Okay. I haven't seen that with any of the invoices. The second thing is, I don't understand something about the contract, and that's why I was asking Bob to kind of be prepared for, which was, I would logically think that there would be some sort of meeting or something to go from an hourly, from a fixed price to an hourly, some sort of process in which we say you're on phase four. Because I saw an article, I saw an email, it was a couple months back, that said basically I'm going to start phase four unless you have any complaints. And we were still trying to digest the zoning ordinance that we rejected ultimately. And so I have numerous concerns, but I also would also pose to you, we don't have a phase three done, so I don't know how you can go to phase four. And some of the hours that I'm seeing billed, and if I'm not correct with the numbers, you know, I'm don't have all the invoices in front of me. Maybe I can get those real fast, but I don't see how we could be charged that many hours on a phase four when we haven't finished phase three.
It's because of the nature of the work of phase four. A good bit of the work would be done regardless of what the zoning regulations say. And Larry, would you explain the AutoCAD work that has to be done?
Sure is. First of all, we got word from Eddie Coxey and from Frank Preston saying that in their opinions that the zoning designations that we had submitted were generally in line with the existing county development code. Based on that, we sent the email that you referenced, and we started work on the maps. What's involved with the maps, I believe there are roughly 28,000 parcels in the county that are outside incorporated areas. We have to look at each parcel and make a determination of each parcel of what the zone will be for that.
How would you make that determination?
As much as possible, we're doing it by aerial photos. And by the work we did in phase one, where we visited roughly 530 parcels that were that have multiple assessment factors.
So zoning designations you were told were approved? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. We were told that they were, let me pull the email out. We sent an email to each of you and to Mr. Coxey and Mr. Preston on September 30th with a list of recommended zoning designations. On September 30th, Mr. Preston replied. October 1st, Mr. Coxey replied. And they say that those designations that we presented were in line with the existing development code. Since the Planning and Zoning Board is the one that makes the recommendation to the commission, and since Mr. Preston's on the board and Mr. Coxey is Planning and Zoning Administrator, we proceeded from that point with the belief that what we submitted was not going to change significantly.
Okay, so you understand that the Planning and Zoning Board has to approve everything.
Yes, sir.
So really the authority of one person saying it looks good or it's in line, how would you define what is in line with, how would you take that in, when you said it was in line with other zoning ordinances or zoning?
No, with the Payne County Development Code.
Okay. So they're saying it was in line with the code that we have in place now.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Jim, do you care if I interrupt?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I don't understand how it could be in line when you gentlemen brought the, and you know that I was again, so I'm voicing my opinion from a perspective of being again the planning and zoning product that you brought forward as a planning and zoning code for Taney County. There were several things in there that you said you was going to change that you didn't even think yourself applied to Taney County. We, as county commissioners, have not even seen that revised code.
May I address that, sir?
Yes.
The scope of work in our agreement was to provide a bare-bones beginning point to develop this zoning regulation. The fee was $3,300. What we were to do for that was to obtain zoning regulations for three or four counties in the state of Missouri, and to mesh a portion of the existing Taney County regulations with that to form a document that we, working with the planning and zoning staff, would then develop a document for Taney County.
Now, which phase are you calling this, Joe?
That's phase three.
That's phase three?
Yes, sir.
Have we been issued anything in such a manner?
We tried. We started working with the Planning and Zoning Board, and they didn't want to do it. Then they formed a subcommittee, and we met a couple of times on that, and it was just not getting anywhere because it involved so much discussion and so many opinions that they couldn't reach a consensus. Then it was, I believe, thrown to the staff of Planning and Zoning, and they didn't have the time to spend to work with us on it. So that's where it is right now. We tried to develop that. You cannot do a zoning regulation for a county for $3,300. And when we brought that to you all, we said that this is not a finished product. This is a starting point. It is a starting point to go and edit to make it fit Taney County. And I regret that we took that approach in our scope of services. I wish we had come to you with the scope to produce you what you are asking for. But we thought that it would save the county money to let us bring a draft that should meet Missouri state law, because it includes counties, other counties in the state of Missouri. So we would hopefully jump that hurdle. And then that we would take that and we would make whatever changes are needed to make it fit Taney County. And that's what we have been trying to do, but we have not been able to do. Now, you know, we would like, I wish I had put in there that we will produce this for you. It wouldn't have been for $3,300. But it has been a misunderstanding from the beginning, and it's caused you guys a lot of political trouble, because the citizens don't understand that as it was, it never was meant to be for Taney County in the form it was in. And so that, I mean, it's been a problem for you, it's been a problem for us.
What four counties did you utilize to find the sample code?
We ended up going with Greene County, Boone County, and Buchanan.
Boone and Buchanan County, so basically Columbia up near Kansas City and Springfield,
yes,
those counties, and so it was three and not four, and you took those. Obviously, they're online, you can get a copy of them.
Right.
And who was it that worked with those at your office?
All of us.
Okay, and you took those, and what did you do to customize them to Taney County?
We took the... tried to mesh the development guidance code that you all have in place.
Took our development guidance code that we want to replace, and you use that to mesh it with...
That you want to replace, yes, sir. However, there are parts of it that staff feels we need to match.
Okay.
I've
lost some direction here.
Well, I mean, one of the questions I've got, Joe, which was you went to the Planning and Zoning Board to try to get consensus. They created a subcommittee. It became a big political hot potato, so to speak. And so they couldn't reach a consensus, so you just start working with staff and went to phase four.
Well,
it sounds like we just, because, I mean, part of phase three is you're going to create and draft an ordinance for public input.
But
I mean,
yes, sir. There are work items in phase four that would be, regardless of what the resolution ended up, what the regulations end up saying. For example, in order to form a map an AutoCAD operator has to form a polyline. A polyline is something in AutoCAD around every parcel. You've literally got to create a polyline around every parcel before you can put it in the map. And the that's without saying what the parcel is. You know, whether it's residential or agriculture or whatever, you still have to do certain drafting steps in order to produce a map without knowing. You don't have to have the regulations in order to do that. And so we were going forward so that we could get on down the road toward completing what you guys ask us to do.
But the challenge I have is you the way the contract's laid out, it's numerical. Phase one, which
yes.
And you would say phase two is the logical next step. Right. I know you're saying 3,300, but the total of three phases total up to $76,000. So it's not like it's $3,300. We've paid you $76 up to that point. So you numerically put it in order, one, two, three. Four would naturally say, well, you finish number three, you go to four. But actually you're saying phase four really is phase three because you got to do it anyway.
No.
Well, the polylines. I mean, you're saying...
No, we're saying phase four is still phase four, but there's certain things in phase four that'll have to be done regardless of what the outcome of phase three are.
But,
and so we went ahead and started those.
Under whose direction?
Under whose authority?
They sent you an email.
On October 9th, saying we would like to proceed with this. Please let us know if this is not acceptable. We did not hear any objections, and so we proceeded. And we copied that email to the three of you and to the staff.
And then when we sent our first invoice for that work, it was paid, and we had no idea that there was any objection.
The first we have paid you, according to what my records show, $75,000 and change. Where's my numbers here? So I've showed we've paid you $75,869.25. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what invoices add up to that, but that's what we've paid you. If you've noticed, I started tabling things after we got the closest invoice to the $76,000, which is the three phases, knowing that we didn't get phase three. We didn't get it. We got a draft that was, quite frankly, ridiculous. I mean, when you start regulating the number of chickens and livestock in a county and all that, In a rural county, that draft ordinance, I understand it was a combination, but it seemed like a cut and paste, I'll be honest.
That's all it was intended to be. That's all it was intended to be. It was the starting point.
Okay. We also didn't get a public an ordinance written. Is that true? Did you guys provide a draft ordinance for public input?
Yes, we did, and that's what was rejected on February 23rd.
Okay.
That's what you referred to as the cut and paste.
Yeah.
And $3,300 for a cut and paste.
When was that presented?
That was submitted to the Planning and Zoning Board on November 16th, and they voted on it on February 23rd.
Well, it's not as simple as a cut and paste, Bob. I can tell you it cost us more than that to do it.
My point is, this company sent us a draft ordinance in November. Is that what you said? Or October?
Yes.
November. And on February 23rd, we decided we don't like it and we send you a letter.
Yes.
There's a question about phase four. On December 7th of last year, we paid the first phase four bill, $2,869.25, December 7th. And you sent us an email that you mentioned, when was that?
October.
In October.
9th, I believe when we sent the one saying we would like to continue.
So they notified us that they were moving forward with phase four, and 11/19, you sent us a bill. 12/7, we paid the bill for that $2,869.25.
And correct me here, I missed a date here. When did you start phase four in your eyes?
October 9th is when we sent the email to you.
So that's when you started billing.
We didn't start then.
When did you start billing for phase four?
I can answer that question. 11-19-09 is this invoice.
That was your first invoice, yes, sir.
So that was for work previous to 11-19?
That was for work performed in the month of October.
So the month of October. So I make sure I understand here. When did you present this to the plan and zoning dates?
We presented it to
plan and zoning,
the plan and zoning board on November 16th.
November 16th. So you were billing phase four prior to when you even presented the completion of phase three.
We had presented documents to the commission, and on excuse me while I find the date. We sent a letter with our revised zoning designation recommendations on September 30th.
Okay.
And that's what phase four is based on.
Phase four work is based off those ordinances you submitted September, what day again?
It wasn't the ordinance. It was the 30th of September.
Gotcha.
And it was just the zoning designations with a very brief description of each one.
But that's the map. That's phase two.
That's the map.
Wait, zoning designations is phase two. Okay. Once again, I'm having a hard time seeing the timeline of phase four work when phase three work hasn't even been presented.
Well, let me say this, that if I got this right, quite sure I do, on 10-16 of 09, we had paid Aegis $73,000. 10-16 of 09, this county commission had approved and paid $73,000, which left $350 left of the phase one, two, and three.
Yes.
But this county commission approved phase one, phase two, and phase three by 10-16. The first one was actually July 27th of 10,000, 60,000 on 8-24, and 1950 on 10-16. And I do not disagree. The draft ordinance, or the draft that I remember saying in this meeting when you gave it to us, that I'm sure glad you put draft on this, because this isn't the best thing I'd like to see. But my point is that this county commission had approved the payment for all that work, less than $3,350, on all by 10-16 of 09. And I wonder if we are so dissatisfied with your work. Here we are in April of 10. And we're saying, we're real unhappy with you guys. That's what I'm hearing. That may be a bad perception, but that's what I'm hearing. And we're not going to, and we're withholding payment.
I'm not saying I'm dissatisfied with your work. What I'm saying is, I don't believe we've got the completion of phase three. So why would I pay on phase four if I haven't got phase three completed yet? That's what I'm saying.
I understand. And what maybe one explanation of it is that you don't need phase three. You don't need an ordinance in order to know the zoning designations and do the map. The designations say whether it's going to be agricultural, residential, commercial, what level. The process to rezone, all of the ins and outs of a zoning regulation are in phase three, and that's what we've been trying to put together with the staff. But the map is based primarily on phase two, which is the zoning designation.
My understanding at the meeting is that there was a problem even with definitions and what the zones were going to be. And to have a zoning map, you need to know what the zoning designations are going to be before you can have a zoning map.
That's
otherwise,
right.
How do you draw a map?
To have a final map, that's absolutely correct. What we've been working on is work that's required whether you have three residential zoning districts or two or just one. It's still work that's required as far as the drafting and map preparation.
But you don't know what to put on the map until you know what the designations are going to be.
At this point, we have on the map, we have labeled as what was presented in that letter on September 30th. To make a change to what's been done is...
I mean, you started off with a map, basically existing use map from the county, and you went out and you said you went to 500 sites.
Yes,
and you checked to see what they were being used for. So you have an existing use map that I don't know to what extent you developed, but, I mean, you had that. And in order to go to a zoning map from there, you need to know what your zoning designations are going to be, because otherwise you put tentative categories on. I mean, how do you come up with a map if you don't know what the designations are?
That's what Joe was trying to explain earlier. There's work involved in doing that that is required regardless of what those are. We didn't want this to drag off 6 months to get an approved zoning designation and then be expected to have a map done in a month.
But there might be a C1, C2, C3. And if you draw a polyline around something and call it C1 and another one and it's called C3 and they decide they're only going to have one commercial district, don't you have to do that work all over again?
No.
Well, you've drawn the polylines, right?
Explain that we've not been getting into that. We've been getting into that, the residential and agricultural. We have stayed away from the commercial except for a very small amount of time.
Yep.
Anything other than residential and agricultural. Because those were cut and dried. Those were already cut and dried.
Joe, I have a real tough time under whose authority did you proceed? You have said that you had trouble with the Planning and Zoning Commission. They formed a subcommittee. There was all kinds of discussion in that wasn't working out. So you went to administrative department, which was Frank Preston and Eddie Coxie, and so you have proceeded with the project knowing that this one commissioner had questions about it to start off with, about how we proceeded and how carefully we did this. I don't understand under whose authority you guys went ahead. That would be like our road and bridge administrator going out here and starting a road somewhere that the county commission hadn't approved on the assumption that we was going to approve it because it was going to need to be done someday.
Well,
now, answer that question for me. Under whose authority did you receive to go ahead and proceed with these levels?
We had a contract. We have a contract that goes through phase five, and it was the understanding that we would not go past phase four without y'all's approval, because phase five went into future land use. And we felt that our obligation was to complete the first four phases. There is nothing in here that says that we are to obtain permission between phases. If there were, we would do it. The only reason that we went to phase four was that we saw that there was work to be done in phase four that would be done regardless of the outcome of phase three. And so we proceeded to do that so that we could deliver to you on a timely basis once phase three was completed. But we didn't just go to phase four. We wrote the email asking if we could proceed to phase four, and we didn't hear anyone's objection, and so we went on. But, you know, we in our minds, Danny, we were We were just executing our contract. And I can see now you disagree with me.
100%, Joe. I mean, the email wasn't asking. You were saying we're moving forward. So you weren't asking. So when you said you sent an email asking to proceed, no. Because if you're asking, then you would wait for a response. The second thing is, if you're going to numerically order a phase, you've got to finish one before you go to the next one. I appreciate you saying you're trying to get the work done faster. Excuse me. However, we didn't finish phase three. So why would I be paying for phase four that I can exit out of this contract at any moment? Okay, so it makes no sense to me that you're billing me on phase four when I don't even have phase three in my hands. It makes no sense to me. And that's why 100% why I'm against this right now, because it feels like phase four and phase three are really the same thing. You just wanted to break them out separate. And I don't like the way the contract's written now. After hearing what I'm hearing, I'm really offended by this contract. I really am. Because it's like, well, I needed to do the poly lines anyway, but, you know, so I'll put it in phase four and bill at an hourly rate. And so phase three looks better, but we're not going to really do phase three. We're just going to jump to phase four.
No, we've been trying to.
Okay.
But out of your own mouths, gentlemen, out of your own mouths, when you presented that to us, and Mr. Pennell had a question about, he said, I'm glad this is a draft because it was so ridiculous that we decided that we wanted to see, and it had to go to planning and zoning at that point. You hadn't even been to them yet. But then you went to planning and zoning, and now I understand that you have had difficulty there, plus they thought they would simplify things with the subcommittee, and the subcommittee couldn't even come up. So I can see no approval level of you proceeding with a different phase. I can see no, I didn't even, and as you well know, and it's well documented, I wasn't even in favor of the phase two and three. We were in the land usage process. I could see benefit of that so that we would know how to do transportation. This has all been over with, over discussed time and time again, because you knew how I felt about it because of transportation needs, other things that might lead into a zoning, planning and zoning situation. And planning was my main focus, was on the transportation needs of this county. But then we get in, and Jim and Chuck, and we work as a commission, so I understand that if they had give you approval at that point, I would have been stuck with it. But I don't understand how we move all the way through this contract when we were told that we were going to be careful with it.
I'd like to read, if I could, here the minutes, the county commission minutes of April 29th. 2009. People present were the three commissioners and Larry Gregory and Joe Tarvin, David Gilbert of Aegis Engineering, and Frank Preston and Jim Muest. The commission discussed the land planning proposal presented by Commissioner Straufus and Aegis Engineering Incorporated. Commissioner Straufus moved that the commission approve the agreement to provide land use and zoning services for Taney County, Missouri, Phase 1, 2, and 3, in the amount of $102,200, subject to agreement review by County Councilor Bob Paulson. Commissioner Pennell seconded the motion. The motion passed by vote, Pennell A, Strahan A, and Straufus A. We've evidently got a mistake here because it shows... There's no mistake?
Well, we revised the contract.
That was the first contract.
That was the first
I had
contract.
Real problems with the contract, quite frankly.
Okay. And when was it revised?
I don't remember, but I know that I had a problem with that one, and I also expressed my opinion that I thought we were paying way too much for...
It was revised a couple days later, Chuck, because they pared it down to $76,000, but I think a key to the whole thing was phase 1, 2, and 3 was in the motion.
Okay. But... We still have a contract right here, and we've had it since whenever we had it. In July of 2009, we decided that we'd take it out of, there's a motion to take it out of a certain account.
Mm-hmm.
We've had this since last July And now we're telling these people, we don't like your contract. And again, I'd like to say, this commission, I think unanimously, I didn't look that up, but I think we have voted unanimously, 10-16 of last year, all but $3,350 of phase 1, 2, and 3, and now we're whining. I'm sorry. Now we're saying that wasn't right to pay for phase 3, but we all voted to do it. And then in December, we even start paying on phase 4. And we all voted for that, I think. That doesn't seem
right.
Show
me a motion where we paid to...
No, we paid a total of $75,000 to Aegis for planning zoning. I didn't look at the individual invoices and how they broke them down. All I was looking at was the total dollar figure. So yeah, we paid them... My little spreadsheet, we had paid them through December 7th, $75,869.
That would be right.
Okay. And all I'm looking at...
$2,800 of that is phase 4.
All I know was my number was $76,000, and I'm not sure, Bob, when a motion is made to authorize X amount of dollars, that's all we can authorize. Is that correct? We made a motion to pay 1, 2, and 3.
432 requires the County Commission to have a contract in writing prior to any services being performed and prior to having to pay for any services. So you'd have to have that written contract in place. And any time there's a change in the amount, unless the contract, if it is an hourly amount and you've contemplated that, then not every contract is a lump sum contract.
Correct.
So if there's hourly wages, but it appears that there's at the very least a misunderstanding here between Aegis and at least two of the county commissioners regarding some of the work that was done. And
I guess I have a hard time understanding. I understand the overall amount was wrong because we revised some of the work, but in my motion, I was very clear. Phase 1, 2, and 3. I mean, very clear on my motion. So I don't understand. I understand what you guys say. You have a contract, but we only authorized phase 1, 2, and 3.
And let me also say, I didn't understand that. Had I known that, I wouldn't have done it.
And that's not in the contract. It may be in these minutes after April that I don't have here that you still specified 1, 2, and 3. But it's not in our contract.
But there are number of phases.
There are phases, but there's no limitation in the contract when they have to stop.
Oh, well, so I guess then we could just have, we just wasted our time by doing the phase deal. We might as well just said, well, hey, cats, just hit the number 6 and we'll pay for it. That's what you're saying, Mr. Pennell. I think you're sidestepping the fact that there was a payment made to Aegis, and that in this payment that was made to Aegis, you went to the treasurer's office and made a mistake, and you're trying to sidestep this through the contract process. And I believe that you then went to the treasurer's office and jumped all over her because you had signed a contract or a letter asking us to pay more.
We've been advised not to discuss that.
Did you not get the letter from the prosecutor?
Oh, I did. I got it the same way you did, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted.
I know you was the one that was wanting to bring it up. You was wanting to bring it up earlier, and
Jim's the one that brought it up. I mean, you're making.
I'm making assumptions like you did, sir.
Very good.
I'm glad we got that figured out because it seems to be the process that we make assumptions.
This isn't real helpful.
No, let's stick back to the contract of the phases here.
Well, I mean, obviously there was a misunderstanding between Aegis and you guys on whether work should be done, whether payments should be made, and you disagree with Aegis right now. But, you know, I don't know what we're doing, I guess.
So do you have a recommendation to this commission? I mean, can we not pay these bills? I mean, contract.
That's your decision whether you believe that they've done what they're supposed to do and met the contract or not. But my point is, what are we trying to accomplish here? It seems like we're fighting in the open, and I just want to know, I guess, what we're trying to accomplish here.
I'm trying to accomplish whether we owe these people the money. It seems to me we do, and I'm asking your opinion. Legally, They have a contract with us. You've heard quite a bit of discussion this afternoon. Do we owe them the money or not?
Again, that's up to you if you believe that they've met the contract. I don't have the invoices. I haven't reviewed the invoices. I don't know what they've invoiced for. However, obviously, they went on to phase four without completing phase three.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
As I told, it's not my decision, but again, as I told you in the beginning, I don't understand why you're paying for some of the things you're paying for in the first place, but that's beside the point.
Let me ask a question, specifically. Phase four, they sent us an email, said we're moving on to phase four. Okay? And we paid bills in phase four, and we've not, to my knowledge, sent any communication to them to stop doing work on phase four. And I think it goes back to December, or before that. It goes back before that, that they started working in phase four. So do we, the county commission, if we decide, using what you were saying there somewhat, if we decide they haven't really done the work that we thought they were to do, or the contract, we don't think they've fulfilled that work or something, can we withhold, can we not pay them?
I think there are certain cases where we can. I mean, for instance, we were just discussing a moment ago whether the poly lines, I mean, whatever work they're doing on phase four, does it even have anything to do with what will eventually be approved in phase three, or does the work have to be redone? Are we going to be paying twice for the same work? I mean, I don't know any of those things without asking more questions and knowing more. I mean,
I'm telling you, at this point, I still believe my motion authorized phase one, phase two, phase three, which Joe was in the meeting. That's all I authorized with my motion. That's all I expected to pay, because then phase four, which is hourly, which is always gets me very concerned, I didn't make the motion to go to phase four. I was very clear on my motion. That's why I made the motion like I did, not to accept the contract as presented. That wasn't the motion. The motion was one, two, and three. Very clear, with so no gray areas. That's why when I started getting phase four invoices, I'm thinking, why? We didn't approve phase four. We approved one, two, and three. So if that's the case, we'll have to amend the motion to pay them, which, quite frankly, guys, I'm not satisfied with phase three yet, so I wouldn't even go to phase four.
So
if you're not satisfied and I'm not satisfied, why am I getting billed for phase four?
Because there's work in phase four that would be done regardless of what's done in phase three.
Then why call it phase four work?
Because it's mapping. It's coming up with the zoning map. And that's what phase four is.
Well, it sounds like you've taken a risk, is what it sounds like. An unauthorized risk is what it sounds like.
Can I ask a question? At what point did you start to have questions about our invoices?
When it hit, when the next invoice that I got exceeded, which was January 25th, when it exceeded the $76,000 number that we had approved.
Okay.
We had paid you on iShow. The last check was, once again, didn't look at the detail of the invoices. We go through a stack about this high, so I didn't look at the detail looking for something. But on December 7th, we authorized the last check for $2,869.25, bringing the total to $75,869. That's why I stopped it. All my future motions stopped all invoices until we could get together and understand this better, which the next invoice, according to what I show, went through in January 25th. Okay, we tabled the 25th, and then we tabled two on the 25th, and then one on the 22nd, and then one on the 29th of March. So I stopped, once again, in line with what my contract, what I approved on my motion. That's the whole reason. And I didn't have all these numbers. You know, the whole other issue is a different issue. But I stopped it where I had approved and made my motion. That's all I was trying to do, is get to where I was comfortable. And that's where I was. So, I mean, that's the problem I've got, because I've got obviously a very, very political, hard item to cover in the county, which is planning and zoning. And so, you know, normally the process, P&Z approves it, they bring it to the commission. That's how all the boards work. So to sidestep the P&Z because they're having difficulty, couldn't reach consensus, and even in the subcommittee, doesn't change the fact that they didn't even take action until February 23rd and still didn't take action. So normal process is they bring it to us. They didn't approve it, so why should we mess with it? That's not the normal process.
Question for Aegis. Jim said that he, in January, when did you first hear from Jim of this dissatisfaction that we're hearing?
Never had. Not from Jim.
We had a meeting in my office where Eddie Coxey was present, and he made some recommendations to try to get Phase 3 taken care of. Remember that meeting?
Telephone call?
No, you came to my office. Eddie was in my office. Not you, Larry. It was Joe. We all sat three down there, and that's when Eddie made some recommendations of getting a better draft ordinance written with some personnel so that he could help you guys get to Phase 3. Remember that?
Yes, I was in late.
Okay, so after we had rejected the, and once again, my dates are all over the place here. When did you get the letter to stop?
February 23rd.
It was dated February 23rd.
Okay, so after that meeting, that's when Eddie came to us and said, let's have a meeting to see if we can't get you guys further along and get closer to the ordinance. So that was probably an indication that we're still working on Phase 3 at that time.
And we have not worked any since that point.
Right.
Again, fellas, I just want you to understand that we were not doing work that would not have to have been done anyway. I don't want you to think I was presuming.
Well, you were presuming things. I mean, you can't say that and not say that you were presuming. And I hate to say it, but you sidestep a key phase because it was difficult. You ran into a roadblock, so you sidestepped the phase and just went around it. Well, that doesn't change the fact that we still got to do Phase 3.
But at the time, not totally, when we went forward with Phase 4, we were still meeting and working through Phase 3. It didn't come to a point of where it didn't look like it was going to happen until late January.
But you paid...
No, November 16th.
You've been paid for Phase 3, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, how come we don't have a documentation for Phase 3?
What Phase 3 was a draft ordinance.
And we all rejected it, including yourselves.
You didn't reject that until February 23rd, though. That was when it was rejected, February 23rd.
Well, it was clear to everyone that that draft wasn't going to work right after it was presented.
It was not intended to work.
That was a beginning document, and Mr. Paulson, you said several times in that meeting, this is a working document.
Yes, I did, to try to alleviate some of the uprising that was occurring because of some of the things that were put in there about subdivisions and numbers of chickens and everything else.
And I'll say it again. If I had it to do over again, we'd do it differently. We would have come to you with a contract to prepare the whole thing and not have a bare bones document to be done with the staff.
I don't think anybody's throwing stones. I think we're trying to figure out where we're at and what's going on here. But the fact is that if we hadn't been able to get through Phase 3 because there was some sort of uproar, there'd be no reason to do Phase 4, and we wouldn't want to pay for Phase 4, and we'd want to end the contract as we could under that contract. So work that has to be done under Phase 4 anyway doesn't necessarily have to be done if we never make it past Phase 3. We need to make it past Phase 3 so that we can go on to Phase 4. If we can't get past Phase 3, why would we pay to do Phase 4 work when everything was going to end? I think... there's a problem being on the same page here more than anything. I don't think it's a situation with anybody throwing stones at anybody. I don't think anybody's questioning the quality of your work or anything. I think it... Anyway, I'm sorry.
Are we withholding checks for the T... You have two other contracts with the county, T Highway and the transfer station. Are any of those invoices caught up in this mess? Okay.
I don't believe that's correct. Let me...
That's why I want to know that.
According to my... Excuse me, Rick, if you want to... Call, come up to Mike, please.
Let me say I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not aware of it.
We've got check number 318927 for $21,174.50. Of that $21,000, $11,313 is for the T Highway project.
Is there any others, Chuck?
We've got not T Highway, no.
Is there any with
not
the transfer?
Okay, that, not. I haven't seen any others.
By a nod, Rick, don't say anything. Is there any other besides that one invoice that you're aware of? There is one more? Okay.
T-Highway or some other project?
Can we take a break and have him guess?
If we don't mind, can we take a three or... Okay.
Gentlemen, we did not try to withhold funding on any of those other projects because we felt that the transfer station, we had a clear agreement on that. We, the other projects, we had a clear agreement on.
No, he was asking this, about T Highway.
This project.
We know that there's a lot of others planning and zoning.
Go ahead. Sorry, Danny.
Make sure you understand that there are some.
Well, I think that is an example. That is an example of what we understand to be clear and definite in the contracts. But when we pay for something that, out of everyone that's involved, and we're talking about, and then we got all the way to February 23rd. But what bothers me is the fact that we didn't have any. Just because you sent an email. And you didn't receive a reply right back to go ahead and do something doesn't mean that it's been voted on by this commission to proceed.
I understand, and I hope you understand that we didn't mean anything to do anything wrong. We really didn't. All we were trying to do was to complete the requirements of the agreement. That's all we were trying to do. And we saw that there were some items in phase four that, I understand what you said a while ago, if you stop it at three, then that's our neck. But we saw that there were items in phase four that could be worked on, that would have to be done regardless of what the outcome of phase three was. And so we said we'd like to go ahead and work on those. That's all. I mean, we were just trying to work on the job.
Joe, let me ask you something. This is for both of you. And we said and are supposed to work as a three-man commission, as one voice. And when you know there was no doubt in either one of you boys' mind that I had real concerns about PNC.
I know.
Okay. And then... We were going to, and I think the initial minutes, if we pull the recordings, we're going to take this slow so that you understand the benefit, and we're going to work this out in phases so that you can understand, explain this to your constituents. All this kind of discussion was talked about. Then for us to reach a point where we have something that the people that I represent on the eastern side could not even comprehend that you would be trying to implement a ordinance that prohibited the number of chickens and animals and things like that, then you should have knew that you had one commissioner that was not going to go for that. And still yet you had the other two that were discussing this contract for up to a certain amount and to be billed over that amount and to step into phase four should have been a question in your mind.
Let me excuse me, but there's three invoices on phase four. First one, invoice number 2334, is for work done between December 1st and December 31st, was submitted to the county commission by mail on January 25th, $9,294.75. That bill, I just found last Monday, has not been presented for payment that I can find, is still in the envelope that it was mailed in, sitting on Nikki's desk. The next bill is...
What invoice number is that, Chuck?
No, hang on. Hang on, I'll get you the invoice.
Okay, I'm just curious. I didn't have that down here, so.
Give me just a second here. I've got your copy.
I could. I've got a packet of information here. This includes correspondence and all the invoices.
Oh, that may help them.
The invoices are in the back.
There's the copy of the envelope that the bill is still sitting in. There's a copy of the invoice. Okay. Number 2349 was presented to us on February 8th for the period of January 1 through January 31st. The next one is number 2368, was presented to us on March 11th for period 21 through 228. $12,707.50. I don't believe it's right for the county commission to say you should have known this or you assumed this or blah, blah, blah. There's a little weight to those arguments, I understand. But where is the county commission involved? I mean, we started back in January. If we had an issue, or better yet, go back to November. I'm sorry, October. And we've paid our bills in October. And here today in April, we're finally getting this on the table. And they've invested, even if we took it at the first one in January 25th, if we took that one, they've done over $20,000 more work. And we're saying to them, hey, you shouldn't have assumed or this or that. Why is that bill, why is this January 25th invoice sitting in an envelope on Nikki's desk? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
You don't know? I don't know. But it's sitting there. I looked for some controversial invoices Monday. They weren't in the box where they were left, so I looked in the folder, in the very first folder, I'm looking right at them standing there, and here's this envelope sitting there with the invoice in it. January 25th is mailed. Where's our, I mean, are we not responsible to look at bills and address them? And if they're not just bills, we ought to do something before they work another 2 months and say it isn't right.
Can, I'm going to use your contract here. Who was the, it says the county will designate a representative to direct and coordinate the engineer's effort. Who is that representative, you guys know?
No one has ever been named.
Okay, so you don't have a representative in your contract, okay? All right, the other question is on section 1.5 of your contract. All work shall be completed in a timely fashion as directed by the county. As directed by the county. Okay, all work shall be completed in a timely fashion as directed. We didn't direct you to do phase four.
I'd like to speak to that. On last Monday, it was mentioned, the best of my understanding, that the commission and Aegis representatives have been working out their differences on phase three of the contract. I called Aegis to let them know that we'd be talking about this today. And could they come? That was on Thursday. Had another conversation with them on Friday. And I asked the question. I said, the article says here that you all have been working on it, on this with the commission. And I hadn't heard about it. And what you two just told us today, that you haven't been talking about it. And you said, you told me no. You hadn't been working with us on it. And then shortly, I get a phone call back and said, Chuck, I didn't think that through completely or something to that effect. We have talked to Mr. Strophis. And you detailed what your conversations were. And I said, there was comment that it was not to be talked about. And I don't remember what your words were, Joe. And I said, but so-and-so has happened. I said, well, that's interesting. You've put me in a dandy spot. You've told me something that is supposed to be confidential, and now you've told me about it. What am I going to do with it? And you said it was all right to talk about it or something to that effect. And so I think I called you back. Anyway, I asked you if you would write out what you just reported to me, and that's what you've done. I've just given copies to Danny and Jim. Danny has mentioned twice in this meeting that we work together as a commission. This says much the otherwise. We don't work together as a commission. We do many things on our own. And the conversation, you brought it up, Jim, a little bit ago, that you had with them in your office. You gave them directions to their memory to do certain things. And I question whether they're in the contract. And if that work's not in the contract that Mr. Stroff has asked him to do, asked Aegis to do, is it covered by the contract? Is that right? And I don't think it might be.
Well, you have a point to this, to the payment, right? You have a point?
Yeah, I have a payment.
Sounds like you're trying to come after me.
No, I'm clarifying that that Danny has mentioned that we do things as a commission.
Supposed to. That's what I said.
You said supposed to?
Well, that's certainly what he meant, I think. I don't know if he said
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, I think I said it.
Okay.
Again, my point is, I guess, bottom line, these people have done work, and we've let them continue to do work. We haven't stopped them, and now we're not paying them.
I heard a lot of stories today, and I think Joe and them will say that this fellow's been really involved.
Can I, James? There's one subject we're not going to talk about.
Don't care about that.
Okay.
Nothing
okay.
about that.
Okay.
I started coming to the planning and zoning meetings, as most people know, when this first started.
Excuse me, James. Can I interrupt you just a second? Is this to do with the billing and what we've been talking about, or another subject?
Phase three, I'm assuming. And I was opposed to a lot of stuff in there. I thought the draft was ridiculous. There was never a public hearing scheduled as a public hearing. I thought I heard something like that read in the contract. I haven't read the contract. And every time I came, one time I called and said, are you guys having a meeting tonight? I can't be there, and I don't want you. When it come up to this, they dismiss it. Never discuss it in my presence. Mr. Pennell was there on a couple, three occasions. So I was finally told in January of this year that more than likely this issue of the zoning ordinance would probably never be approved.
Who told you that, James?
Quit coming.
Who told you that, James?
The Planning and Zoning Board, just a group of people here. I said, are you going to approve the number of chickens? Are you going to approve all this stuff that's in this?
You're referring to the animals.
The draft as written.
The draft as written. Now, right. Mr. Paulson knows many times I've questioned him on the draft that was written. So I don't understand the all of a sudden not knowing phase three is a washout, that it's blown, because I will see that the public knows what's fixing to be put upon them by our Planning and Zoning Commission and by our commission. I guarantee you that, because I'm in it for the people and I'm in it for myself. I'm a farmer. And so I was here. I came and sat through to 10 o'clock of night, and everybody said, it's time to go home. We're all sleepy. Just to make sure things, I wanted to know what was happening. So there's no public hearings. There's no public.
It wasn't going to be discussed that night, didn't I?
Yes, and it was, but it was on the agenda.
Okay.
It was on the agenda every time I appeared, but it was not being discussed. So, guys, as far, and I respect you, gentlemen, But as far as having public hearings, public input, there has never been none.
May I respond to what the intent was in the contract? Say it one more time.
Excuse me before you start, Joe. We have not had a public hearing, James, is what I guess what you're talking about. We have not had a public hearing because we don't have anything to have a public hearing on. But there's been discussions, as you mentioned. You and I've sat in planning zoning, and the one meeting you were afraid that we were going to have a vote, which there was no vote planned. We didn't have a vote. There wasn't a vote. But when there's a time when we've got something to discuss, and I think the three commissioners would agree on this today, the public will have public hearings. People will have, you'll have your opportunity to come and voice your concerns. And I think maybe you've got the sense that we're trying to not do that, but that's not so at all. There will be meetings. I'm confident of it.
Joe. The approach we took, I understand what you're saying. James, I understand what you're saying. The approach we took on this, that the zoning ordinance would be written jointly between us and the staff. And rather than us write it completely and bring it to you as a draft, I wish we had done that. I wish that had been the contract. But the approach that was taken, and I quite honestly don't know how we came to this. I don't know if it was with discussion with staff or if it was discussion between us and house, but we took the approach that we don't know what's best for Taney County. The people in Taney County know what's best for Taney County. And the way for us to minimize the cost to the county to develop this new zoning regulation would be for us to take some existing regulations and use that as a starting point and change it. Change it to make it look what Taney County needs. The intent was that what you guys saw would have been taken by a group of people, primarily county employees, or county volunteers, whatever, and that it would be changed to come up with a regulation that everybody would be happy with. But what happened was that first little bare bones thing that we grabbed that had the number of chickens and cows in it, we knew wasn't right for Taney. It's just that those counties did it that way. We didn't expect for Taney County to keep it that way. That's the way it was in those places, and we brought that as a starting point with the intent that as a small group, large group, whatever the county decided, that we would go through it and we would make whatever changes were necessary so that it would fit Taney County. It never got there. It got presented in the bare bones form. Everybody decided that that's what the county's going to do, which was never the intention of you guys, never the intention of us, and it was misinterpreted. And it's been a problem ever since. That's what happened. I wish we hadn't tried to do it that way. We were trying to save money. We could have done it ourselves. But it still wouldn't have been perfect because Taney County has special desires and thoughts and wants that we aren't aware of. And it would have still needed to be changed. I figured we would have probably come up with maybe an 80% document that then with those reviewing and public hearings at that point, it would be changed to come up with what would be good for Taney County. But that's how it happened. We knew you didn't want to regulate the number of chickens. None of that. We didn't put that in there because we thought that's what Taney County... That's because that was what some other county of those three had. We didn't expect that to live here. or to stay in the ordinance.
Then why would you even put it in there? If you didn't expect it, as you guys are the hired consultant.
We don't know how you feel.
But you're...
What if...
We don't know, and we still don't know.
A lot of people wanted it in there. And what if they wanted the numbers changed, right, rather than saying 1,000 chickens an acre? What if they wanted it up to 5,000? It gave them an opportunity to see what others...
It was a starting point.
Right.
Rather than a blank piece of paper to be used to edit, to make it what you wanted. That's all it was. And $3,350 will not write a regulation. Had we been going to do what apparently you thought we were doing, we couldn't have done it for that. You guys, I really get the feeling that you think that we thought that was the final deal. Now here it is, guys. Bless it. And that was not the truth.
No, the fact was it should have been a working document. That was so far off base. The reason we rejected it because that document was so far off base what Taney County needs that we couldn't even, that the PNZ couldn't meet on it because they couldn't get past some of those very, very extreme recommendations in that book.
They weren't recommendations.
Well,
they were a compilation of three counties.
Okay, hold on. But I think your term is they're recommendations.
No.
Maybe I'm using the wrong word.
The final one would be recommendations, but that start was not recommendations.
Recommend regulations.
We recommended Greene County. Okay. We recommended Buchanan County, and you yourself came up with Boone County.
Mm-hmm. Because Greene was way out there, so I said Boone's closer.
We weren't recommending those. This was a starting point. That's all it ever was.
I need to, I don't know how long we're going to go with this. I think we're posted enough that we can... I want to make sure that I'm not the hindrance of them getting paid for the T-Highway project. I don't know how much that check is. I'd like to see the actual invoice. Do you have the actual T-Highway invoice, Chuck?
Yep. What's it doing combined with the other one?
They sometimes combine them in the treasurer auditor, and they combine them because it's one vendor, one check. And
so it's stapled.
It's stapled together.
It's stapled together and wasn't... Because so as we reviewed, gentlemen, we flipped those over. And if we see a Aegis, and that was on the first phase of it,
okay,
we have a five-step process that takes place when we review those. That's very easily missed. If last week, Mr. Fennell asked about the transfer station, I questioned it. Not the amount or anything, but if it had any relevancy to what we're talking about. He assured me it wasn't, so we approved it. And I'm not trying to withhold funding that is not due. I don't want you to think that. But I just wanted to...
This is right here, check number right there. That's being held by this. Okay. So I'll move that we approve check 318927 in the amount of $11,313.25, which is related to the T-Highway project. That shouldn't have, my intent was never to withhold that money. It was just, that was just one of those things that I withheld. So
you might, can I question you just here slightly?
Uh-huh.
That check's already written, so you're going to have another check, aren't you, Joanna?
Just reissue a check for that then? Okay. I guess you'll nullify.
You'll let me see the invoice.
Void that check. So anyway, that's the motion for that.
That's got them all. That's one.
Joe, I don't know if I have an answer for you today. I need to think it through and digest through this some more. So I'm still not comfortable releasing checks. I'll be honest here. I'm still not. I want to digest on this. So I'm not going to make a motion to pay or release any money right now. These gentlemen may agree on something, but I'm not comfortable with it right now. So,
okay, was that a motion?
That was a motion.
$11,313,
I think, and 25 cents for the T-Highway project.
Second that motion. Any discussion on that?
It's a little confusing, but
I'm ready. If, okay. if we overdo that on the T Highway project, I'm ready to
pay. I need to ask something, but I don't want to do it.
$11,330.
Is this wrong protocol? Aegis was posted.
Mm-hmm.
Should we not
actually?
I'm asking about
something. Aegis
I want
was
to ask
not
about
posted. It was left off.
Well, actually, what it said was with attorney discussions concerning contractual issues, which is what this is.
It is contractual.
And we were going to have it in executive session possibly, and we didn't. We had it in the open. I just have a technical question regarding offsets is all.
Okay, but do
and I don't want to go into it. But
should we vote for this or not? Is this would it be best if we repost it?
My only question, it would probably be better if you repost it, but my question is about offsets.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let us, I'm going to withdraw my motion so we can post it properly. Let's do it that way. And then we'll repost it. It'll probably be Wednesday before we get it reposted.
Wednesday morning it can be approved.
Yeah, I think we have some other things Wednesday morning, just some other things, so.
So. Okay. All right. Other discussion?
No, sir.
Danny, did you want to take any action or comments? Jim says he's not ready to.
On the releasing of any other funds besides T Highway?
Well, we don't post it. We didn't post Aegis, and so.
Well, you're talking about not even releasing this.
Correct. I withdrew my motion just till we post it.
Okay. Well, I have no problem with it, but if it, Bob, you think we need to post it? That's
well,
what I
hear. Well, it'd be a good idea to post it, and Wednesday morning, I mean, it could get approved and the check could be issued on Wednesday morning.
We
could
issue the check immediately.
So. Yeah. Can you go into any more detail for me? Because I don't have a clue what you said, offsets?
If you want me to...
If it's something to do with the project, is...
Okay.
The details.
They've already been issued a check in excess of what you may have approved, and this could be an offset against that if you don't actually approve that. Is my only point.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
I just wanted to do it as. Okay.
Okay. We'll just wait then.
Okay.
All right, we're still covered for administrative or anything else? Questions, comments?
Bob, I discussed with you a little issue at lunch. I just wonder, is this the time to do this, or is it an executive session issue, or is it a...
I'd prefer to deal with it in executive session rather than open session, but we're not posted for it currently.
Okay.
Open session or closed session doesn't matter, but we aren't posted for it.
Anything else? Okay, we'll recess until tomorrow or whenever.
Right there.